Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Has it ever dawned on you that the most stable and successful people in any society are generally married people? That is because, at least to some extent, marriage and family meet some of the deepest needs human beings experience. Happily married men and women are not out seeking illicit pleasure. They do not drink so much. They do not abuse drugs to the extent single people do. I have read what the scriptures teach on marriage and the family. But I also know from growing up in a stable home and from having a home of my own just how vital marriage and the family are to our peace of mind and soul. Marriage and the family are very important to both husbands and wives. According to the scriptures, and according to leading scholars in family relationships, marriage and the family meet many, but not all, our basic human needs. One of these needs, according to the scripture, and according to the experience of most people, is companionship. The God of heaven said, after creating a man, "It is not good that he should be alone. I will make him an helper who is suited to his needs." Genesis 2:18. Virginia Satir's book, People Making, makes these observations about research which has done concerning men and women. Women's hopes centered around having a man who, of all people in the world, would love only them and would talk to them in such a way as to make them glad to be women and would stand by them, give them comfort, and be on their side in times of stress. Men have said they hoped for women who would see their needs were met, who enjoyed their strength, their bodies, regarded them as wise leaders, and who would also be willing to help them when they expressed their needs. They spoke of having good food and good sex. As one man put it, "He wanted someone who is all for me. I want to feel needed, useful, respected, and loved, a king in my own house." Page 125. There certainly may be more for Christians in marriage than what Virginia Satir outlined, but there certainly is no less. Oddly enough, from some people's viewpoint, marriages make you live longer. There are some who dispute that claim. They argue that it just seems longer. But there can hardly be any doubt that marriage helps you to live longer. It certainly does not take a genius to figure that out. We are less likely to be involved in risky behavior. We eat and sleep more regularly. We find peace and enjoyment and fulfillment in the person who shares our life. I know from experience how much easier it is to find life and work more enjoyable because I have someone so special in my life and have had her for almost a half century. Dr. Frank Cox, a professor of sociology at Santa Barbara City College in California, wrote a textbook, Human Intimacy, Marriage, the Family, and Its Meaning, in which he revealed these statistics. When one compares health statistics on married, single, divorced, separated, and widowed people, it is clear that married people are the healthiest. The American Council on Life Insurance reports that divorced white American males under 65, compared to married men, had a death rate from strokes and lung cancer that was double, 7 times greater for cirrhosis of the liver, double for stomach cancer and heart disease, and 5 times higher for suicide. Pages 15 and 16. One would not be able to know these facts without adequate research, but none of this surprises anyone who has thought seriously about these matters. The Bible does not specifically teach that married men and women live longer, but would you not expect that, knowing how much God loves us and wants the best for us? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.